here to talk about Flood.
Yes.
We've reached part three. Yes. There are four parts. What is Flood?
Flood is a project we're doing for Hull 2017, the City of Culture for the UK all year. And our project is called Flood, and it's about a flood that overtakes Europe, and it causes people to abandon their countries and come and try and get into ours. And then it's about what people do when people knock on the door and ask for help. And it's told in many parts. One was a film on the internet, and then there was a live show people watched wearing headphones. And the third part, the really dramatic moment when we're at the height of the floodwaters and people are trying to escape, is going to be on the television on Saturday, which is really exciting.
Hang about. Slunglow is a theatre company.
Yeah.
I've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
I've watched you grow.
Yeah.
What are you doing on telly?
It's unbelievable, isn't it? On BBC Two at 10 o'clock. I mean, that's
amazing.
Almost prime time. That's exciting. That's nearly Doctor Who time, isn't it?
It's very exciting, Alan.
It's a brilliant, brilliant thing called Performance Live, which is the Arts Council and the BBC get together and give the power to make television to theatre companies. Some brilliant ones. Eggs Collective over in Manchester are doing it. Jess Dom, who's the Tourette's hero. Kate Tempest has done one. Paul Mason, the political commentator and playwright. And we're given the resources to make television, but as theatre companies. So the reason why ours is a piece of theatre is it lasts half an hour and we do it in one take. We haven't done it like you might do Emmerdale or Coronation Street. We started and we ended like you would watch a piece of theatre. And then there were six cameramen in boats who were trying to capture all of this action. And then you see the final cut on Saturday night.
So this is, it's already been filmed.
It's been filmed. It's not live.
I assume you've seen it then.
I have.
What's it like?
Yeah, I'm really pleased. I was a bit worried that we were going to look like, you know, sometimes theatre on television. It can look pony. And that's the fear. And you to get into these things because people come along and say, are you up for the challenge of trying to put your stuff on national? And of course you want to talk to the nation. And that's really exciting. And I thought, yeah, but there's a chance. But it looks great. And what was brilliant is when we filmed it, it rained like we had these rain machines and everyone was like, maybe they're a bit too heavy. And then it rained like the world was ending and we couldn't turn it off. And it looks
look at
it looks amazing.
I'll tell you, when you've got God doing the effects for
exactly,
you, that's not bad, is it, Alan?
He brought all the rain. and there are moments when you can see the actors are just basically drowning. And you're like, well, that looks really good. We should get that in a minute, though. That's pretty exciting.
Can we have a raise here from the board, please?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So here's the thing. Like you say, theatre on TV can look a little bit, you use the word pony, I say naff. But your theatre isn't really theatre, is it? What is your theatre that you make?
We make big, noisy, adventurous, on fire political plays in places that aren't stages. So this is set, the whole year is set in a 100-metre-square canal basin in Hull in the middle of a housing estate called Victoria Dock. So when you watch the show on Saturday night, 20 metres behind the camera is someone's house. And that's incredibly exciting. And it means that all those people, just as we're talking about the class hole, all those kids going to the local primary school get to walk past us making the work. And for them, a theatre company isn't some weird idea of no one they've ever heard of. They're the people they met that year. And that's the amazing thing about the 2017 programme. For the people of Hull, art has become every day and still maintained its special status, but it's become something that they can touch and argue with and disagree with. And that is how we break the class hole in the arts.
We're talking to Alan Lane. He is the artistic director of Slunglow Theatre Company. I'm going to repeat that, theatre company, whose work you will be able to see on the telly on Saturday night. More from Alan on the way.
Richard Stead.
Alicia, so tell me exactly what you have done.
So basically we went down to St Albans in London last weekend and they won the overall title of Teen Star UK Dance Champions.
It's your West Yorkshire Breakfast Show.
Ella, do you reckon that you could get Sarah and I doing a little bit of a turn?
I think I could.
Could you do it a bit more? Let's try that again and sound a bit surer. could you get Sarah and I?
Definitely.
Dancing on the radio. You say we'll try anything twice here on BBC Radio Leeds. Pumping my chest, yes, back in. I nearly pumped someone else's chest by mistake there, waving my microphone around.
Richard Stead.
How do you feel, Sarah?
I just popped a hip.
And you can join me, Richard Stead, in for Liz Green tomorrow morning from 6.
BBC Radio Leeds.
You gotta love it. I didn't know that Sarah was into hip-hop. So that's a really bad joke. It's Nick Ahad, it's BBC Radio. Actually, to be fair, that's about my level. It's just after 4:15. In just under 15 minutes, we'll get the latest on the roads. We know it's very busy out there. We'll try and keep you moving. Right now, we're speaking to Alan Lane from Slunglow Theatre Company. It's a Leeds theatre company. They've been making work in Hull all this year. And on Saturday, you can see their work called what?
Flood.
On BBC Two on Saturday night.
Yeah.
This is the first time you've had something on national telly.
Yes.
Like, for you personally, that's a big thing, right, Alan?
It's really exciting. We were just talking to the guys back in the hub, our base in Holbeck, and the idea that, you know, we've got five railway arches down there, and we put on our little festivals and our Christmas fairs and everything else, and that we built that to the point where on Saturday night there's going to be a 30-minute piece of drama on national television is incredibly exciting.
Did you have to direct it kind of differently for the telly?
There was an amazing TV team. So it's written by James Phillips, who wrote it differently than he would for one of our theatre shows. He writes our theatre shows normally, but he wrote it slightly differently. And then there was a brilliant, there was a director of cameras who came in. I'd already finished the show. He watched it a few times, and then he arranged his cameraman around the action. So there was definitely an element of having to think differently about certain things. But at the same time, the really great thing the BBC have done, and they've been really brave because they didn't necessarily want to do this, is to say, how do you want to film this, Alan, even though you don't know a great deal about television, and we'll provide the people to support you doing that. And as a result, I think whether you like it or not on Saturday, and I hope you like it, but even if you don't, I think it's everyone will recognise that it definitely doesn't look like television does normally. It is definitely a different thing.
I cannot wait to see it. It's on BBC Two, 10 o'clock on
Saturday night.
I've got something on my computer at home, the screen up, and it says will be available shortly after broadcast. It's like I'm sitting there waiting for it to happen.
This is good. This is very exciting. Like a fan. This is excellent news.
I am a fan.
You're going in our statistics that we report back. One fan.
You're gonna have a lot more than that after Saturday night. Alan Lane, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, mate.